So today's learning, we're going to learn in the memory of a fallen soldier, Denis Yakimov, Be'er Sheva, Yizr Chabarach Hashem, Inkom Dama. Today we're going to continue in the Gemara, start sort of a new topic. Topic is the exact Nusach HaBracha that is warranted in the third of the four brachos of benching. Let's now all look at Daf Mem Tesem Bet Aleph. The Gemara had, I think we had read through it. Did we get to the two dots inside? Or read that officially? The Gemara talks about what the Nusach HaBrachos are. You know, we talked about Tzarech Shiyomar Bahadah Tchila Vasov, that's in the second bracha. I think we read through that. We talked about Malchus Beis David, Bonu Yerushalayim, as we in great detail. And then the Gemara has Pligiba Abba Yossi Ben Dustoi, Rabbanan Chalamar Tov Ametav Tzricha Malchus, Vechalamar Ne Tzricha Malchus. Mandamar Tzricha Malchus Kusavar Der Rabbanan, Mandamar Ene Tzricha Malchus Kusavar Der Raisa. I don't know if we had a chance to mention that, right? That was very, very end of yesterday, where there's a question: does the fourth bracha start Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Is there malchus or not? And that's a machlokas the Gemara brings down between Abba Yossi Ben Dustai and the Rabbana. One says yes, one says no. What's the analysis? Man damer tzricha malchus kasev de Rabbanan. We're not going into that. We dealt with that in great detail, right? It's the Rabbanan. And therefore, we said back earlier in the parak, it's not a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It's not a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It has to start bracha ta Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, but it has malchus. Man damer ina tzricha malchus, kusavar daraisa. The Gemara says that if you hold that it's daraisa, right? If you hold it's daraisa, well, if it's daraisa, then it should be a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It's all part of the continuum of Berachas HaMazon, the four brachos, and because it's part of that continuum, it doesn't need Berachat HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Okay? Now, just quickly, Rashi has a kasha. What's Rashi's kasha? Rashi's kasha is, 1 second. I understand. Right? All the Gemara deletes is Melech HaOlam. It sounds like it would continue with Baruchat Hashem. If it's Daraisa, and it's like every other bracha in benching, Noda, Rachim, they don't start Baruchat Hashem. So why in the world would the fourth bracha start Baruchat Hashem? Reuven, you're the kasha. It doesn't make sense. Why would the fourth bracha start Baruchat Hashem? Why is it different than Noda or Rachim? This is the kasha that Rashi is bothered by. What does Rashi answer to that kasha? Rashi says, to answer that kasha, Lefisha psichasa hi chasimasa. It's kula hoda achasi. Ve'ena hafsaka. The doma leberchas haperos v'hamitzos. Rashi's answer to the kasha is that basically, it's the Baruch Ata Hashem of Al Ha'aretz Val Hamazon, the Baruch Ata Hashem of Boni Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen. The two preceding brachos to Hatov HaMeitiv have Baruch Ata Hashems, right? Of course they have Baruch Ata Hashems. It's just that because it's a lengthy bracha, it starts Noda Lecha, and a long, you know, detailed bracha, Rachim, which is a lengthy bracha. So it took us a while to get to Baruchat Hashem. But apparently, says Rashi, Chiddush, Tov HaMeitev, in its original form, was very short. It was very short. Very super short. Super short. And because it was super short and not long-winded, it doesn't have, you know, a beginning and an end. It just has basically an end. Baruchat Hashem. Baruchat Hashem. Right? And because it's Baruchat Hashem, that's the whole thing. So that's all you do. You do it there. It's basically the end or beginning of this bracha. And just like the third bracha and the second bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem's, this has a Baruch Atah Hashem. Does everyone understand what Rashi's saying?
What?
Rashi's saying that it's a Baruch Atah Hashem. It's the beginning and end of a short bracha. We don't have a very long, you know, bracha, body of bracha in Hatov HaMetiv, according to that girsa. And therefore, you say Baruch Atah Hashem. And that's the whole thing. It is smucha l'chavrta, but every bracha smucha l'chavrta has to end with the Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Just like Bona Yerushalayim and Al Haaretz V'Olam Hazeh. So too, this bracha, which is smucha l'chavrta, Tov HaMeitiv, has Baruch Atah Hashem, right? And that's the whole thing, Tov HaMeitiv. Now, Tosos is not happy with the Rashi, right? You saw Tosos. Tosos does not like Rashi. And he says simply, he says, I don't understand. You know, it's a nice idea, but why in the world would those who were Masakein Berachas Hamazon, right, this is in the fourth line of Tosos, Tema, Mai Shinu Oso Yosem Yishar Berachas Asmuchos Shechos Mas Velo Poschos Holo Dereisi Hayelanu Laharach Velachto Bebarach Velo Shanos Yishar Smuchos. Meaning, what is Tosos asking? Tosos is saying, it should have been like every other bracha. They should have been misaking a longer bracha, you know, leading up to the end, which should have ended Baruch Atah Hashem, Hatov V'Hameitev. That's how it should have been constructed, like every other bracha in benching. Noda has a long body and then ends Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon. Rachim has a long body, ends Baruch Atah Hashem, Bani Baruch Mav Yishalayim. This should have been constructed in a similar way. Should have had a long body and ended Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov HaMeitev. So why, in fact, do they have a whole different way of doing it? Baruch Atah Hashem, it's like very difficult. You get the impression in Rashi that this bracha is a very short bracha. It basically goes Baruch Atah Hashem, I don't know, Hatov HaMeitev. Rashi doesn't tell you exactly the bracha, right? It doesn't tell you the nusach bracha the way they had it. But along those lines, the Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov HaMeitev. Something along those lines. That was the actual body and essential, you know, bracha that you had. That's what it was. Just as an aside, as a ha'ara, it's just so interesting to think about the Beis Halevi's question that we discussed way back when. Can this bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv in benching work for the Hatov HaMeitiv on wine? And at first, you know, maybe you're scratching your head, you're thinking to yourself, well, there's so much more going on in this blessing, Hatov HaMeitiv. It's like such a different vibe to the blessing. We saw that he brought it, Machlokas, right, of Kolonimus. Remember that? That was a fabulous discussion. You know, you get the sense from Rashi that the bracha was really just Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov HaMeitiv. It's the sense you get. Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov HaMeitiv. And that's what Rashi seems to be saying here. Tosos doesn't like it, but that's what Rashi seems to be saying. What does Tosos think? V'yesh lomar de'enachanami uleman de'isle shi d'oraisa yachosem v'lo poseach v'chinisa b'tosefta behed Rabbi Yosef lili hayamarech b'vachosem. Unbelievable, no? You hear this, what Tosos is saying? Tosos learns that the Nusach HaBracha changes whether it's Derabanan or Deraisa. If the Bracha is Derabanan, it's one way. But if the Bracha is Deraisa, it would actually begin differently. How would you begin the fourth Bracha? I don't know if literally you begin the way, I guess, the way we would predict. Well, would it make sense? I don't know. Maybe you would say, I don't think you would start Hakel Avinu. Maybe you would start with Hamelach Hatov. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But Tosfos says if it's Daraisa, you would start differently. It wouldn't start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It actually would not start that way. It's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It would start like Hamelach Hatov, Ameitiv Lakol, Shemchol Yom V'Yom, Uheitiv, Umeitiv, Yeitiv Lanu, etc. And then it would end. Baruch Atah Hashem, right? How would it end? I don't know. Atov Ameitiv. That's probably how it would end. Fascinating suggestion of Tosos. That's what Tosos learns. Umiyu Tosos says, Anan Kaimalon Shiva Drabana. So we have it the way we have it because we pass it as Drabana. Ulakath Tzricha Malchus Kedamar Tzricha Shtei Malchus Bar Medida. Of course, it requires Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. And that's our Psak Halav. Yeah, that's like a little bit of a side. It goes back to the previous discussion. I don't know exactly what you mean by that, because if you hold minyan brachos deraisa, he would presumably hold that four brachos would be necessary if this is deraisa, right?
Yeah, but if you hold shalosh brachos deraisa, then
right, then shalosh brachos. Yeah. Okay.
No, I hear.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Of course. Yeah. If you hold, if shalosh brachos, minyan brachos deraisa, and that's what he says, minyan brachos deraisa, then this bracha we paskin is derabanan. Had it been minyan brachos deraisa, then you would assume that this brachos deraisa would have been four brachos are deraisa, right? That's what you would say. For Tosos. Okay. This is what Tosos says. I don't want to get caught up. This is really a previous discussion about Hatov Hameita, which we spent a few days on. I don't intend to get back to it now, but I just wanted to see it bimkomo. We saw this Tosos, Rashi and Tosos here. Interesting machlokas, Rashi Tosos, regarding Hatov Hameita. Okay. Let's put that aside and let's jump now back into the Gemara and discuss what I really want to discuss today, which is the Nusach HaBracha of Rachel. Okay? We haven't really dealt with that b'chlal. It came up on the Chesed of the Days, which we'll come back to, but we skipped it basically because I felt it was premature. Let's see the Gemara that talks about Rachel, and then we'll jump back to Shabbos and Rachel. Tanur Rabbanan. It's by the two dots on Mem Tesem Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan. Mal Chosim Bebin Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Moshiach Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says you end the bracha differently than what we have it. You end not Bonei Bracha of Yerushalayim, but rather Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim lo. Says the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael, yes. Binyan Yerushalayim lo. That's a kasha, I'm sorry. Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim lo. Does that make sense that you can't say Binyan Yerushalayim? La'ema af Moshiach Yisrael. More answers and says no. You can say either one. Rabba barav huna ikla l'deresh galusa. Pasach b'chada v'siyam b'tarti. Began with one idea. Rashi, we'll see Rashi, about either Binyan Yerushalayim or Yeshua's Yisrael. And he was Messiah b'tarti. When he completed the bracha, he didn't just say Boni Barach Mav Yerushalayim. He actually also referenced Moshiach Yisrael. So Amar Rav Chista, Gvursa L'michta B'tarti, is that the right thing to be chosen the bracha Bonei Bruchamav Yerushalayim and Moshiach Yisrael, two different themes? V'atanya, Rabbi Omer, ain't chosen b'shtayim. Rabbi says, ain't chosen b'shtayim. You're not allowed to be chosen b'shtayim. Let's look at Rashi briefly. Says Rashi, Bonei Yerushalayim, lo b'tzmiya. Im chasam boni Yerushalayim lav chasimi. Hello, ikur bracha to Yerushalayim. The ikur of this bracha is Yerushalayim. Ema af Moshiach Yisrael. Balachta Moshiach Yisrael says Rashi. If you're going to say Moshiach Yisrael v'lo chasam boni Yerushalayim, yatsa, you're yotze. She teshuas Yisrael he binyan Yerushalayim. Beautiful idea. The salvation of Israel is binyan Yerushalayim. Through Binyan Yerushalayim, coincides with Binyan Yerushalayim, Chuas Yisrael, he Binyan Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that if a certain fellow had come to the Resh Galusa, Rabba Bar Avuna, and he was Poseach Bechara, Rashi explains, Kishishishchu Bebracha, Lo Amar Rachim Hashem, Ala Yisrael Amecha, Ala Yerushalayim Yerachah, Ala Achaz Mehan. However, Uchashachasam, Chasa Bishtayim, Moshiach Yisrael, Ubon Yerushalayim. I ain't chosen b'shtayim, shedomen le'osim misas chavilos ki yechid armina, no amir bo'es kedushas, l'kos ha'achad. This is going to be the topic of the following Gemara. We'll see this. We'll see it in great detail. The Gemara says, I don't understand. And, right? In Omer Beis Kedushas, Al Kosachas, you can't do mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. Well, again, we'll see that in great detail. Okay? So this is the Gemara. Now, I want to double back to Memches in the days, and now we'll have much better appreciation of this Gemara. We read it very quickly, when we went to Memches in the days. Let's now go back to it for a moment, and let's see the Gemara by the two dots on Memches in the days. Tana Rabbanon, Seder Berchus Amazim, Kachi, Berchus Rishona, Berchus Azan, Shnia, Berchus Adarts, Shlish is Boni Yerushalayim, Revias, Hatov HaMeitim. We Shabbos, Maschul B'Nechama, Messiah B'Nechama. On Shabbos, you're Maschul B'Nechama, and you're Messiah B'Nechama. The Omer Kedusha Sayyob B'Amtza, and the Gemara goes on to, have different shitos about Ritzei on Shabbos. Okay? Chaver, listen carefully now to Rashi. Top Rashi of Memches in the Beis. Rashi, in explaining what this means, what does it mean that on Shabbos you're maschul b'nechama? Says Rashi, "Klomar ino tzarach lo l'sayim v'lo l'haschul b'shal Shabbos." Ela maschul m'sayim b'nechama. Right? What does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that the Gemara is teaching us a chiddush in how you do benching. You would think that on Shabbos bench, you should have a bracha that starts and ends with Shabbos, similar to Shemona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. Says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, no, that's not necessary. That on Shabbos, right, you could be Maschul B'Nechama. Right? You don't have to be Maschul B'Shabbos or Messiah B'Shabbos. You could be Maschul B'Nechama, which means you could just talk about, Yerushalayim, etc. You don't have to be Maschul B'Shabbos. Here comes the last few words of Rashi, Binyan Yerushalayim Kari Nechama. The rebuilding of Yerushalayim is called Nechama. Kol Hechi D'maschul Bein Rachem Bein Achameinu. Whether you begin Rachem, whether you begin Achameinu, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's called Nechama. Ad Kan Divrei Rashi. Okay, so Pashup Shat and Rashi, Pashup Shat, is that really any day, Shabbos, I would say even, not on Shabbos, I don't know if it would be a problem, Binyan Yerushalayim, as long as you get to the theme of Binyan Yerushalayim, you can say Rachim, you can say Nachim. Right? According to Rashi, Rachim, Nachim, either one. Right? As long as you touch on Binyan Yerushalayim, whatever way you get there, either you say Rachim or Nachim, you have a connection to Binyan Yerushalayim, that's sufficient. You don't need to say, that's what you have to say, that's fine. Where do you say Ritzei? You tuck Ritzei in the middle. That's what Rashi says. Tosos points out on this Rashi. This is Tosos and Memches in the days. Maschul b'nechama, pirusha kuntres. Okay, so Tosos says, look at Rashi. Lav dafka maschul b'nechama m'sayim. Ela tomar, the ein tzarech lahazkir shel Shabbos lo b'psicha v'lo b'nechama. Or, as Ezra we pointed out, right, the girsa on the side, which reads better, lo b'psicha lo b'chasima. And that reads better, right? Meaning, you don't have to be maskir Shabbos neither in the psicha nor in the chasima of the bracha. Ela be'emza. Aval maskul m'sayim b'nechamos Yerushalayim k'mo b'chol she'omer rachim b'chosim b'bonei Yerushalayim. However, you can be maskil, you can be m'sayim b'nechamos Yerushalayim like chol. And you can say, Rachem, B'chosim, B'bonu Yerushalayim, there's no problem. That's Rashi. V'yeshem aschilon b'nach hameinu, V'chosim b'nechamas tzion yiracha, U'vivinyan Yerushalayim. Here, Tosos moves away from Rashi for a moment to analyze the yeshem aschilon. Who says this pshat? Chaver, who says this pshat? You saw this today in the Marmol Chumos. Who says this?
The Rif.
The Rif. The Rif, Tosos refers to as the Yeshem Aschilan, has a different beginning on Shabbos. He says you should be Maschil B'Nechama Mamash. You should be Chosin B'Nechama Mamash. And the Rif actually tells you his bracha, B'Nechama Sion, Yirachal, B'Vinyan Yerushalayim, B'Nosin Tamla Divrein. And the Rif gives a reason to this. To Rachim have a Lashon Techina. Rachim is a language of Techina. What's Techina? How do you translate Techina?
Like supplication.
Supplication. And and you don't have supplications on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't say Rachim. Avol Nachim in a Lashon Tachnunim. Ela kamo v'yinachim ala ra'ala amecha. Right? You should reverse your decision not to do the evil to your nation. V'yinachim ala ra'ala amecha. Says Tosos, v'lo nehira ta'akol mashma Lashon Tachnunim. V'lo nehira, says Tosos, ta'akol mashma Lashon Tachnunim. What's he asking on this pshat?
Chaver. This is also
meaning, when you say Nachem, what is that also?
It's also.
We're asking Hashem. What are we saying? We're begging Hashem, change your mind. Right? Like Moshe begged Hashem after the Egel Azav. Right? Change your mind. Do not destroy the Jewish people. Says Tosos. Right? Says Tosos. He thinks that this is also a Lashon Tachnina. What he said? I don't know, is that really true? Is Nachem Ruchnias? We're broken, we're downtrodden, we need comfort. That Ruchnias?
Maybe not as much, but it's sure more so
yeah,
that
okay.
Also,
that's not what that's
know,
not what right, that's not what he's saying. Maybe a different answer to the okay. Okay, so the Rav said it's not a Lashon Tachnunim. Tosfos is saying, I don't get it. It is a Lashon Tachnunim. What do you mean? It is a Lashon Tachnunim. We're asking Hashem, you know, Nachem, Pashup Shad, it's Tachnunim. And Tosfos, and therefore, he says, Ve'in la'achbed, afilu we have a Lashon Bakasha. And he says, you know what? Don't be machbid on this. Don't switch from Rachim to Nachim. And you want to tell me it's a bakasha? Gzon tehei. Yes, it's a bakasha. You could still say Rachim. It's not a problem. Right? You're allowed to say Ro'enu Zunenu. Where is that said? That's the last bracha of benching. We're asking Hashem, Ro'enu, please shepherd us. Zunenu, feed us. Parnasenu, give us sustenance. Give us money. Give us parnasa, right? Like we're asking Hashem for things. This is tachnunim. So asks the Yerushalmi, why is that allowed? The Gemara says, Shami says, Amalei tofes brachos kachu. That's the tofes brachos. That's the regular, you know, tofes of brachos. That's the regular text of brachos. It's not a problem. And he ends with a sharp line. Says Tosos, Umina shtusu hamishana bracha shalcha. Right, John, this is a very sharp line. It says Tosos, it's a minach shtos to change. It's a minach shtos to change. That's how Tosos ends. It's a minach shtos to change from Rachim to Nachim against the Rif. But the Rif does say it, so there's clearly some legitimacy, obviously some legitimacy to this change. The Rif certainly says it. And, you know, we have to look at that a little bit carefully. We have to look at a number of things in the Tosos carefully. The whole thing of Tachnunim I want to get to.
Has Rabbi ever heard anyone say
Nachnunim? No. Look at the Rif, right? The Rif said, at the end of the first line, it was Shabbos, Masl ben Achama, Messiah ben Achama, Omer Kedushas Hayom be'emza. Right? He's pretty clear, right? He's pretty confident. And then he writes, he tells you what to say, right? Now he says, "Say Nachamena." He say Nachamena. Umesayim benachama, shomer v'halenu l'socha, v'nachamenu ba, kiata hubala nachamos. Notice, right? Again and again, Baruch Atah Hashem, hamenachem amo Yisrael b'vinu Yerushalayim. The Rif, very clear. The Rif holds. Then on Shabbos, you say Nachem, you switch not just the beginning, you switch the end, you switch even a little bit of the middle, the main ha-psicha. You say, V'nachameinu bak yatahu bala nechamos. Right? You're doing a lot of switching on Shabbos. So says the Rav. Now, Tosfos doesn't like it. I ask you to see, the Rashba doesn't like it. In fact, the Rashba doesn't like the Rif. Right? Doesn't like what the Rif said. And because of that, he makes it clear, the Rashba, he goes back to Rashi, which is interesting. Meaning, he goes to Rashi, he says, the Ikar is what Rashi says. There's another problem with the Ref that we appreciate now that we're starting to see a little bit more of the Gemara and Tas. Reuven, there's another problem with the Ref that is raised by the Tosfos HaRash. What was that? Saw that, Reuven? What's the problem with the Ref that's raised in the Tosfos HaRash?
Chosu
B'Shtayim. Right? The Ref's language is Baruch Atah Hashem HaMenachem Amo Yisrael B'Binyan Yerushalayim. What's going on? So, he does suggest an answer, which he says, maybe that's different. Why?
Because it's Bibin in your Bin. Not Uven Yerushalayim.
Exactly. It's Bib. Right? We're asking Hashem, right? Menachem Amo Yisrael. It's really about bringing the Chama to the Jewish people. How are you going to do that? Bibin in Yerushalayim. So, the Tosra suggests that it's actually one and not two things. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like it, but that's what the Tosfos HaRash mentions. Okay. Now, something that we will explore more in Poskim, but it's in the Me'iri in our Sugya, so we'll first see it there. Right? You see the Me'iri in our Sugya where he says, V'talmud Hamara. What does the Me'iri say? V'talmud Hamara, B'rishon Shel Shabbos, Hisbara, Sha'ava B'Shamu, Lo Yishol Adam Tracha B'Shabbos, Rashai Lomar B'Bercha, The Me'iri says on our sugya that you're allowed to say Zuneinu Parnaseinu. Umikan anu somchin laharech b'tachnunim she'achar bracha kagon harachamon k'dar kenu b'kol t'chein b'tzfila b'lo k'anitzor. The Me'iri addressing a really serious question. How in the world is it okay to say harachamon on Shabbos? How is that okay? Why is that okay? If the line is true that we saw in Tosos, that you can't do tachnunim on Shabbos, those are all tachnunim, right? What are the harachamans about? Harachaman, we say, who yisbar aleinu mi'altsav areinu, harachaman yifar nesenu b'chavod, harachaman yishlach lanu b'racham u'bash, v'ayis hazev al shulchazeh shachalnu olav, and a number of other harachamans, harachaman yivarech hazav imori, etc.
This is the Me'iri
talking about harachamans. How are you allowed to say harachamans? Those are all bakashos. Right? If Tosfos is right, quoting this line, that you can't do bakashos on Shabbos, why is it allowed? Why is harachamans allowed? So here the Me'iri adds and says that not only is Tosfos brachos okay to allow for zuneinu, right, roeinu v'zuneinu parnaseinu, but also extends to the harachamans. And a lokanei tzor. Right, davening, a little kind of tzur, l'shonim hara, right? We're asking a lot of bakashos there, right? So, therefore, there's an exception when it's tofes brachos, it would be mutter. Okay. This is the Me'ir. By the way, just the Rid, I ask you to see also, just interesting, the Rid, in his piskit, in his psakim in our sugya, he quotes the Rif, right? He quotes Rashi, quotes them both. He then says about Rashi, Eva'inu Nirali. It doesn't make sense to me, says the Piskei Rid, that the word Nechama would refer to this line, the regular lines of Bona Yushalayim. The Zimni Tuva Mitker Bona Yushalayim Balichasan. We have many times the rabbis have referred to the bracha Boni Yerushalayim. Never once have they referred to it as the bracha of Nechama. So why in our sugya, Reuven, does it refer to the bracha of Nechama as Boni? I'm sorry, the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim as Nechama. Strange. And he seems to go with the Rif. Right? He says Dafka, you should say Nechama against Rashi. Against Tosos, right? Tosos didn't think you should do that. He says it's a minute just at the end. The Rid seems to bring it back. He seems to follow the Rif. You should say, right, Nechama on Shabbos. And he ends by saying, Shemitoch Shabbos Shabbos from the Ein Olam Haba. Right? I like this. Yes, you saw this beautiful line. Right, Matt, it's a beautiful line.
Yeah.
He says, because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. He says, Adam Askirim Shinachameinu Hashem Benachamas Yerushalayim. Right? Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba, right? That nigga? Right? So it's Me'in Olam Haba. So we ask Hashem, Yinachameinu Hashem, Menachamas Yerushalayim, that our menucha should be shlema. What does that mean, Sammy? It should be shlema? We should have a complete menucha. What does that mean, Ezra? We want Olam Haba. We want Me'in Olam Haba. We want the menucha to be shalem. We want everything shalem. And therefore, it's called Nechama. We ask for Nechama on Shabbos. It's appropriate, he says. It makes sense. That's what he says. This is in the Piskei Reh. Okay. And this is expressed as well in the Ravid, Abudram, that Olam Haba is Nechama Yisrael. There's a connection between Olam Haba and Nechama Yisrael. It's considered similar to Shabbos in many ways. Yom Shekulo Shabbos, right? So there's all that connection happening as brought down in Posk. Okay. So let's now back up for a moment, because we're seeing it in our sugya, but there's no real background. Bakashas Tzrachim on Shabbos, yes, no. Tosos says no. And then he sort of has some leniencies. Rif seems to have very little leniencies. Is it okay? Bakashas are okay on Shabbos, are not okay on Shabbos. When is it okay? And of course, it has great relevance to the Avinu Malkeinu's that I think many of us are still saying, and still saying on Shabbos. So there is a lot of relevance to this sugya. Where do we find this? You find it in a number of places. The Gemara in Tanis talks about being Masriya on Shabbos, right? Where it talks about a city that was encircled by an enemy army. Talks about flooding. Where there's real danger. And sakana, then masriya. Masriya comes to the word trua. Trua, blow shofar. You scream out to Hashem. Tanakama says that's appropriate, even though it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that that's not appropriate. Right? It's not appropriate that we would do tsa'aka on Shabbos. Lola tsa'aka. Which is interesting.
Lola.
That it seems to be a machlokas in Tanan. So the Tur brings down machlokas Rashi and Rambam, right, about being zoeg on tsaros. It's actually brought down. Shulchan Aruch has a line where he says, "Lo misanin, lo zoakim, lo masriim b'shabbos v'yantav shum tsar," and he gives maybe an exception or two. Generally speaking, Shulchan Aruch says, we're not Masriya, we're not Zoeg on Shabbos. Okay? There may be exceptions.
Which sin is this?
I don't have it right in front of me. So, I think it's in... I don't remember. Now, what is the reason for that? What would you say, why can't you be Zoeg on Shabbos? What would be the obvious reason? Why can't you be Zoeg on Shabbos? So this is brought down, it's already brought down in earliest sources. What do you think? Okay, good. That what?
It's antithetical to the actual
day. It's antithetical to the whole day. The whole day is supposed to be Yom Menucha.
Yeah.
Right? This is brought down. The Medrash has this idea. Right? It's a Yom Menucha, it's a peaceful day, tranquil day. It's not a day of tzaras. If you're going to be all worked up, davening and telling and crying, that's not a day of Menucha. That's not Me'in Olam Haba, right? It's supposed to be a day of peace, of tranquility, of Shabbos, of rest, of just feeling, the safety and the onik, right? And that's brought down. Matters. I mean, this is obvious stuff to us. It's not a day of tzar. It's not a day of tzar. So much so, it's interesting. The Gemara later on in Brachos talks about why we say Atachanam Tanu in the brach of Atachon, which is a Mishnah later on. Where do you say it? There are a number of different, right? It's in the fourth parak. It's in the fourth parak, right? The fourth parak, where you have different shitas, right? Do you say it in Atachonin? Do you say it, as Rabbi Kiva says, the brach of Revias, Bifnei Atzma, right? Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it in Modin, right? Meaning it's a major machlokas tanam. Where do you say Atachonin tanam? We paskin, like the Tanakhama, you said in Atachonim. Why? Anyone know why? Why do we put Abdallah and not Tachoni? So the Gemara discusses this. Matt, you remember the Gemara? Why is the... How does the Gemara say it? Why do we put Ata Chanantanu and Ata Chonen? Right? Why do we put Abdallah and Ata Chonen? What's the reason for that?
Because the first bracha of like...
What's the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Who remembers the Gemara? It's a Gemara in the fourth parak. You remember the Gemara? The Gemara says, for those that were winding down the year, so those who are finishing brachas, I hope you got to the fourth parak. So, Ata Chonein, right? The Gemara says, Im Ein Da'as Havdalah Minayin. That's the language of the Gemara. Right? Meaning, without Das, where is there separation or awareness or ability to separate, right? You need a certain level of IQ to understand the difference between different things, right? Havdalah. Im Ein Das Havdalah Minayin. That's a Gemara. The fourth part, right? That you need Das, so it fits into the theme of Das. Yushalmi says a different job. Yushalmi says, you know why you have to say it then? It's because you're not allowed to do Malacha until you take out the Shabbos, until you say Havdalah. Until you say Havdalah, you can't do Yisurim. You can't do things that are not allowed on Shabbos. Says Yushalmi, Bakashos on Shabbos? You can't do that. Before you can ask for real Bakashos, you have to say Havdalah. That's why we dafka say it right away. No, we haven't asked for anything. We haven't even asked for chaneinu meit chadei abinu v'haska. Before we utter a bakasha, we say Havdalah. Right? Because the Yerushalmi, as we've been seeing, the Yerushalmi is saying you're not allowed to be, you know, you're not allowed to ask for things. You can't daven bakashos on Shabbos. Right? You can't, you know, ask Hashem for your needs in this way on Shabbos. It's just not, simply not allowed. Now, this, when I learned this many years ago, when I heard Shirim on this many years ago, I always heard it as a Machlokos Bavli Yushalmi. Where is the Bavli say differently? We learned this together. You should have to read between the lines. For those who were here last semester, right, we learned this together. Where did we see the Bavli disagree with the Yushalmi on this topic? Yushalmi says exactly what I just said, which is that you can't be Tovea Tzracha on Shabbos because it brings about sa'ar, it brings about pain, like we were talking about just a moment ago. You're not allowed, it's an iser. You can be Tovea Tzracha, it's aser, it's not allowed, it's simply not allowed, it's aser, like we explained based on the idea of the Medrash that it brings sa'ar, it's a day of oneg, you can't bring sa'ar. But Reuben, you remember where we saw this last semester? I'll give you a hint, it's not Da'af Chava'ala. We saw this together, Chava. No, not that Gemara. That's a nice Gemara, but it's not that. Who remembers the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph? That you have to read carefully between the lines, but it's pretty much there. I mean, and certainly the way that we show them learning. Maybe, you know, there are some who learn differently. Anyone remember?
Which
So it's Chaf Aleph Omen Aleph. If you need another hint, it's Chaf Aleph Omen Aleph on the bottom. And if you need another hint, it's Chaf Aleph Omen Aleph on the bottom around, I don't know, 6-7 lines up. Now, if you still can't figure it out, you're in real trouble. Oh, man.
Oh.
Nothing?
Yeah,
no, but what's the line that Gemara refers to? No. But what's the line that Gemara says? Yeah, but what's the one I'm talking about?
You don't switch the
gears
because of
the... meaning the Rabbanah, lo hitshichu. Right? You want to read that low line, Sammy? What does the line say?
Sure. Rabbanah,
hu de la hitshichu, mishum kovat Shabbos. Beautiful. Rabbanah, hu de la hitshichu, mishum kovat Shabbos. Pashav Shah, saying 18 brachos, is just a tircha. Meaning, we want davening to be shorter on Shabbos. It's ironic that today davening is 3 hours. Right? If you look at the Gemara seems to say that you should davening should be shorter on Shabbos. You should try to shorten. Right? It's a tercha. It's a tercha. So we cut the Shmona Esrei from 18 to 7. Why? Tercha. Pashup Shah, the way the Rishonim said, it's clearly what Tosfos says. In the fourth park. that it's not that you can't daven 18 brachos on Shabbos. You could daven 18 brachos on Shabbos. Sammy, if you would like to daven 18 brachos on Shabbos, you can daven 18 brachos on Shabbos. Right? Why not? It's just that the rabbis didn't want to put it on you. They weren't interested in matriach you. But if you want to daven 18 brachos, go ahead, knock yourself out. Daven 18 brachos. That's the pashup shot in the Gemara. Nafkamina, very important nafkamina. This classic mistake. Friday night, you're davening. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel HaKadosh. And then you start, Atah Chonei. What's the din? Who knows? What's
you're
the din?
You're supposed to finish the Baruch Atah Hashem Hadas.
You're supposed to finish.
If
you held strongly that it's not allowed, what are you doing? Right? That goes back to that Gemara. What are you doing? You can't do that. The answer is, Pasha Pshat and Bavli, it is allowed. You could say that Tachonein every day. Right? Of course, we know the most embarrassing moment in Shul, rated by Nachum Siegel. Right? One of the most embarrassing moments in Shul on Shabbos. Right? When the guy looks around and all of a sudden he notices he's going like this. And, well, guess what? If he claps once, and he remembers, he's got to clap a second time because he's got to finish
the game.
So the halacha is, right, that if you start a bracha on Shabbos, you've got to finish it. Why? Because it's really not a problem to daven Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, pashtus in the Bavli. The inyan is that the rabbis weren't like going to be matriach you. You know, they didn't force you. It's a tircha. So, but it's not aser. It's not aser. Okay? So, the Gemara says, Rabbanan hu d'lo atchuchu mishin kavak Shabbos. Now, maybe some people learn differently. Could be. Right? There are different, you know, ways to explain that Gemara. But that's the pashup shot, certainly the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, that it's not a chiyuv, but you certainly could. So what emerges is a machlokas, a major machlokas, Bavli Yushalmi. Right, as you're with me, meaning according to the Bavli, you're allowed to be mevakesh tzrachim on Shabbos. According to the Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to. Right? It's aser. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. It's aser. It's machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That's the pashup shah. Now,
it's not that it's aser.
According to the Yerushalmi, it's aser. According to the Bavli, it's not aser. It's just that they didn't force you to daven the entire Shmoneh Esrei. According to the Yerushalmi, I would say it's an Avera. Yeah, 100%. No, John, you agree. I think it's an Avera. For the Yerushalmi to daven on Shabbos, the Tzrachim on Shabbos is an Avera. Why? Pashup Shah, like we said, it's Tzar. Shabbos is supposed to be Oneg, not Tzar. It's going to cause Tzar. That's what we said.
But if you daven, if you threaten, say, I'm not going to
I must say, yeah.
And like,
I'll,
like,
whatever. No, you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to repeat Shmoneh
Esrei.
Yeah. Right, interesting. People don't realize that if you don't say Atah Chanan Tanu in davening, then you can't drive home. Unless you say Baruch Hamad Lebein Kodesh, it's called the famous magic, five magic words. Baruch Hamad Lebein Kodesh, Baruch Hamad Lebein Kodesh L'chol. Famous five words you know you need to know in case this ever happens to you. You have to know those words. You can't drive home on Shabbos, after Shabbos, if you forgot Atah Chanan Tanu, right? And that, there's a lot to say on that topic. That's totally not our topic. Okay. Now, Rabbosai, what are we saying now? There's an isser of Tachlunim according to Yerushalmi on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a day of rest, day of peace. And this is echoed in a number of places. It's even echoed in the Rambam, in the Tshuva, that he says that Shabbos is a day, what he calls, Tzarech Lios Sameach. Right? It's not a day of Tanis or Za'aka. It's the Rambam. Rambam says it's a day of simcha, of oneg, of just, you know, just enjoyment. And therefore, it's not appropriate to do this. Now, it's interesting. There is a third opinion out there that really says a whole different idea. A whole different idea why you shouldn't be Shol Tzrachel on Shabbos. Not like the Rishonim that it's an Isser, because the way we're explaining it, because it brings up Sa'ar, like we're saying now. Not like Tosos, who says that it's just Tircha, but rather the Ramban says that it's a fulfillment of Shelo Yehi Hiluchacha B'chol Ki Hiluchacha B'Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that your walk should be different on Shabbos, your dress should be different on Shabbos, your speech should be different on Shabbos. You know, there are people on Shabbos that only speak Hebrew.
Revising thing,
correct. I experienced that also. I was like a little bit shocked to know what was going on. He wasn't talking to me in English. And then I thought. So that, there is basis for that. Your talk, your dress, everything should be different. Says the Ramban, you know what else should be different? Your davening should be different on Shabbos. Your davening should be different on Shabbos. Don't say the regular Shemona Esrei. Right? You say a long psuk in the Zimra. Right? Your whole day is different. Right? Everything's different. I think I once read this somewhere. I think the Rav said, why is it that the minhag on Shabbos is to have lunch as your first meal? It's not just because you have a long davening. I believe the way he said that, Israelis don't do it so much. But in America, for sure, no one eats. Well, I should say no one eats before davening. No one eats breakfast. I hope no one eats breakfast before davening. Most people don't eat breakfast on Shabbos. So part of it is that it's supposed to be different. I think the Rav said that. I forget where I saw that. The day has a different feel, right? It's not just like, I'm in shul, I can't have breakfast. No, like you should be having a different Seder to your day. It's not another day, right? It's not another day. For you, your meal on Shabbos is a different time. Who eats normally their first meal of the day at 11:30, 12? Right? And I guarantee you, most of us on a Monday, or today's Wednesday, right? You'd be like dying if you didn't have anything till 12. But all of a sudden on Shabbos, we figure it's fine. The magic of Shabbos, right? The food is different on Shabbos, right? This is another rant that you can go on. All of a sudden you have little shishis. All of a sudden you have chont every day. You can get chont every day of the week now. That's not pashut. Not so
pashut. Don't
say
tach on Friday because
you're praying for Shabbos. It's not pashut. I mean, the idea of Shabbos being special. It's a lost art. Now you go to Muncie, you go to Anna. Now I heard someone told me now, and even in Pesach Lo Aleinu, they opened up a place where you can get cholent on Thursday night. Okay, I don't know. It's a question, but it's not pashut. All I'm trying to say is it's not pashut. It's not a pashut thing. I'm not saying it's asr. I can tell you it's mamish asr, but it goes with this whole idea of the Ramban. Wow. That it's a different type of day. Your davening is different.
And what's Rav Shach? But then what's the Mehechi team say for Rav Shach there? To Paskin?
I mean, okay. We're going to try to get to that. I'm not sure we'll get to that today. Okay, so that's what it says. Now, Tofes brachos, because that's where we're going to get to see different things. What about Tofes brachos? We saw that Tofes brachos and Tosos is allowed. Why is Tofes brachos allowed? Tosos, right? Tofes brachos, that if it's your regular, right, if it's the regular nusach, you can keep it. Why is that allowed? There are two days in Poskim why it's allowed. Shibale Halakha says, I'll tell you why it's allowed. Right? He says that if it's Tofes brachos, I'm sorry, he just says it's allowed. Others say it's allowed, right? Tosos says it's allowed. But the reason is as follows. Yeah, the Shibale Lakat, yeah. The Shibale Lakat says that the reason why it's allowed is because if you are saying something every day, right, you're davening every day, you're saying benching every day. Every day I zoom through benching. I say, Kel, Vina, Malkin, Vina, Moreno, Zarinus, Vina, Parent, Samuel. Do I know what I'm saying? So, A, I probably don't know what I'm saying. Okay, that's A. So, what I'm bizarre if I say it? B, I say it so fast, even if I know what I'm saying, there's no time for it to be bizarre in me. This is Shavuot Lakat talking. He says, now, I mean, I don't know. He says people who are ruggle to say things, it doesn't cause them tsar. Right? It's an unfortunate reality that I think we all admit. It does not cause tsar. It's an unfortunate reality. It's an unfortunate reality where the reality is, and unfortunately today, you know, or every day, you know, we want to feel the tsar of Eretz Yisrael, right? We want to feel, but you know, sometimes zooming through two parakot of Tehillim after davening is just not going to cut it, right? Because we're so used to it, we're just looking at our watches or we're just on the way out. It's an ongoing issue. I don't know if there's a resolution to that. Because I'm not sure the resolution is not to say Tehillim. But on the other hand, like the Shibboleth HaLechet says, once you, I guess, institutionalize it, and you say it every day, it loses its sort of oomph, right? You say it once in a while, okay. So I know people have different things about it. You know, I think there's a shul that I'm familiar with that won't say the same parak of Tehillim every day. They say a different parak. Okay. Maybe that helps. Your shul does that. Rabbi Glenn. They'll alternate between chakras. Okay. These are all attempts to deal with the problem, which is just the reality that we have, which is you do something every single day. It's not going to be mitzvah. It's simply not going to generate tzar. Says the Shavuot HaLechet, if I say this every single day, right, it's not being... So, unfortunately, it's the reality that we live in, and says the Shavuot HaLechet, therefore, Tofis Brachos is okay. So it's like a chat to what? The Beis Yosef says something else. The Beis Yosef says, no. The reason why Tofis Brachos is okay is because they're not going to uproot something that you always say. Meaning, it's prohibited to be mavakesh, you know, rachamim, or whatever nusach you want to say it in. That is to go out on a limb and start being mavakesh rachamim.
What?
But if you're just doing a takana, that's a takana yishana, that's an old takana to say ro'enu, zunenu, parnasenu, and you say it every day, the rabbis aren't going to force you to uproot that takana. It's just not happening. It's not necessary. Even if possibly it causes sa'ar, it's not necessary. What was that? That's a great question. That is a great question. What about Shimon HaEsrei? That's a great question. They asked the question. You hear the question?
Yeah.
Meaning, Tofis Brachos. Tofis Brachos. So there, this is asked. The Achronim asked this kasha. And the distinction they say is that if the whole takana of Shmona Esrei is really, basically, Bakasha Strachim, that we're not going to do. As opposed to an insert into something else, Ro'enu, Zunim, Balbatish, meaning, if it's just an insert into something else, and so Brachos, we're going to allow you to do that. But to say an entire tefillah, which is, you know, entirely for that purpose, so then that becomes an issue. So Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, so let's start this. Maybe we'll have to pick this up. I actually went online last night to track down Rav Schechter's tshuva. I found maybe one tshuva, one version. I have it. I think it's not. I remember seeing more. So if you could send me that. Because I wanted to look at it again.
Can you send it to like...
I could send you what I have on the chat. But I think there's a second version that maybe had more on it. Because it was very small. It was
in paragraph?
It's very, yeah.
In written, like Rashi?
Yeah.
That's what
I think there's more. I'm trying to remember what I saw back then. I thought there was a little more on it. Okay, I'll send what I have after Shir. But we have to start that discussion. What about Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos? Not a simple thing, right? The Ron Paskins in Sefer Rosh Hashanah that you're not allowed to say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos.
I don't even know if Bloxall says it on Shabbos anymore.
Bloxall says it on Shabbos.
I
sure?
Think it does.
They still do?
Yeah. Did you not doubt in there?
One of the issues that we all have to contend with is not just Shabbos, but is Yom Tov. Namely, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. This is a big Shabbat, right? Can you say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Tov? Right? So, of course, we do, right? We say Avinu Malkeinu on not Rosh Hashanah, but on Yom Kippur.
You say it on Rosh Hashanah, don't you?
We do. I think we do. Yeah. Sorry, I got confused. But what if it falls out? Shabbos. Right? So we have to figure out.
We didn't say it
first. Right, what about that? Okay. So let's tackle that a little bit at the end of, the beginning of tomorrow. We'll tackle that question. And then we'll move on to the next sugya. But we'll just, because this is a prevalent discussion, and I want to see if there's anything more written on Avinu Malkeinu from a Shet, I'd love to see that as well. So we'll tackle that at the beginning of tomorrow, and then we'll move on to the next sugya.